Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us this morning as we face the issues. May I encourage you to join in the dialogue and the discussion today as we face some very serious issues. Let me remind you, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of philosophy or feeling. It's not based on the different dogmas of denomination. It's based on the truth of the Word of God. May I encourage you to read the Bible. See what the Word of God says, the Scripture. It is the book of truth from Genesis through the book of the Revelation. It is nothing but truth. In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Jesus said that to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. It's not a matter of some source or some denomination or some individual having truth. It's Jesus that is truth. And then Jesus made a declaratory statement in John 17:17 when he said, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, the written, revealed, inspired, and infallible, inerrant word of God is the only place that you'll find truth in the world today. In fact, Zechariah 8:6 says, speak every man truth to his neighbor. And I believe that's what we ought to do today is speak the truth based on the authority of the Word of God. It was George Orwell that said so many years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I think we are finding that today in society. I've said so many times, if you don't believe that, just look at Washington and see what's happening in D.C. And you'll find there's a hatred and animus for truth. And I believe I can make a good case for the fact that in multitudes of those on the left with the socialist Marxist Democrats, they hate anything that's called biblical theological truth, in particular, anything that would relate to Jesus or to God or to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for the homeowner and for the commercial landscaper. They also carry a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and a full line of Honda generators and a staff that is knowledgeable to answer all of your questions. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find that gigantic flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me give you the telephone number that's the call-in number that you can reach our radio station right to our studios and our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion today on this very, very important issue. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today witchcraft, sorcery, and the occult, and Harry Potter. That comes to mind because Harry Potter and all of the garbage that is the outflow of the Potter books and the Potter videos and movies, celebrating the 20th anniversary, I believe, now. And as we think on that subject, how do you respond to it? What do you say to people that are immersed in it? How do you respond to the saturation of witchcraft and the occult in our culture today, affecting our young people, our children? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, where it says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. And then in the 15th verse, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Ladies and gentlemen, we could look at verse after verse after verse in the Bible where God says to parents what we should do in training our children, training in the way they should go, not the way they want to go, they should go. That's training them in the way. The word way means the bent, the leaning, the direction that God would have them to go in. And sometimes it's necessary for discipline to direct them in the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that God wants them to go in. But how do we, ladies and gentlemen, align that with what's being shown today, what's being taught today, what's being made available today in relationship to the Harry Potter books and the videos and the movies? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about witchcraft, sorcery, and the occult. And all of that is promoted, promulgated, vivified for our sons and daughters and grandkids to read and to view. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned because there is a lack of concern from the pulpits and from the churches and from Christians in general across America today. It was some 20 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that the debut of the Harry Potter books and the videos and then the ultimate movies came on the world scene. And I am absolutely concerned, ladies and gentlemen, that most parents and most preachers and most churches embrace the unbiblical, immoral, unethical witchcraft and sorcery that's found in the Harry Potter books, the movies, and the videos. In fact, here's an article that says, struggle with the supernatural and what John Piper is saying about it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Piper is a renowned pastor preacher. He's now retired. He's a hyper-Calvinist. He believes that God's already preordained who's going to heaven. He has predestined some to heaven and some to hell. That's his position theologically and doctrinally. But I was surprised in running across an article in relationship to him and his stand on the supernatural books, as it is called. John Piper says, for Christians like me, who were born and raised and educated in the anti-supernatural scientific method, skeptical of all things unseen in culture of the United States, the supernatural aspect of the Bible have gone against the grain of what's been taught. We're taught that the supernatural happenings we read about or see in the movies are fictional, fantasy, meant for entertainment purposes only. Think about Ghostbusters, Santa Claus, and Harry Potter, he said. Further, he says, my own experience is one of struggle. I'm a fan of fantasy fiction. I've read all but the last two books. He talks about The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and even a few others. He goes on to say out of his library, the top five in his library, you would find some of the Harry Potter material. Ladies and gentlemen, I am shocked and saddened that you'll have a person of renown that will take the stand that basically puts the stamp of approval on the Harry Potter garbage. And I'm calling it garbage because that's what I believe it to be. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said a moment ago, the Harry Potter material now has been in the marketplace around the globe for some 20 years. It's the 20th anniversary. And J.K. Rowling, the author of the material, has now made between $25 and $35 billion. That's with a B. Between $25 and $35 billion. We'll talk more about that later in the broadcast. She's now one of the wealthiest women in that part of the world. And it's all from the material that she has produced. It's the Harry Potter series. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're saying, why the conversation about it? It's been out there for 20 years. Why do we talk about it? Because the resurgence, ladies and gentlemen, of the information, because the celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Harry Potter, Potter material. And as a result of that, more and more now being introduced and reintroduced in to the subject material. ladies and gentlemen, that debut was about 20 years ago when it came on the world scene. And I found that so many have become seasoned to it or seared in the conscience to it that it no longer seems to be problematic. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Harry Potter, harmless Christian novel or doorway to the occult. Whenever a new movie rolls around, the debut and the debate about Harry Potter heats up again. Some parents have called the books to be banned, while others, including some Christians, have embraced the fantasy series. In fact, many fans of the series have argued that the books are actually Christian novels that are valuable for children to read. Author Richard A-B-A-N-E-S, Abenes, I believe it's pronounced, says this couldn't be further from the truth. He goes on to say, well, this Harry Potter controversy I thought was going to be dying down by now, but over the years it has continued to be talked about and there are many individual questions on it. He says further, there has continued to be these myths about Harry Potter that it is not harmful at all. It's absolutely wonderful. I felt like they needed to be addressed because there is a movement within Christianity, within the Christian church, and small groups of people who are trying to say that Harry Potter books are actually a Christian series, just like the Chronicles of Narnia series and the Lord of the Rings series. I have felt this needed to be addressed because it is not an accurate picture of what the Harry Potter series books are all about. And this writer goes on into detail, page after page after page, in this voluminous article in relationship to his review of the several books of Harry Potter. And he talks about the fact that they are so dangerous for our children to read, for them to be introduced to, because of the supernatural effect and the demonic witchcraft, sorcery, occult that is promulgated in these books and material. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that we have today permeating society, permeating our libraries, our schools, public schools in particular, all sorts of literature and material that our sons and daughters and grandkids are being introduced to, that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, be viewed as normal. And that's what I'm fearful that's taking place with the Harry Potter material. Here's an article that says, is the Harry Potter series truly harmless? The reading phenomenon known as Harry Potter is sweeping the globe, and it truly has an international presence as readers in 200 nations. It is in over 40 languages, included in this series, that's Harry Potter series. A U.S. Consumer Research Survey reports that over half of all children between the ages of 6 and 17 have read at least one Harry Potter book. With the financial backing of Warner Brothers, Mattel, Coca-Cola, Scholastic Incorporated, Potter is sure to be the force to reckon with for years to come. Public school educators and many parents in America are thrilled with the series that has captured the imagination of children like no other in history, promoting a revived interest in reading. Reading is a good thing, but not all is as innocent as Potter fans would have others to believe. The article further states, children are understandably fascinated with the kinds of power that Potter and others in this world possesses, according to author J.K. Rowling. The idea that we could have a child who escapes from the confines of an adult world and goes somewhere where he has power, both literally and metaphorically, really appeals to me, end quote. Further the article, perhaps all of this sounds a bit scary, but nothing to be concerned about. Potter fans say that this world is just make-believe anyway and has no bearing on the real world. While a few Christians don't even like to read or see classics like Sleeping Beauty, Lord of the Rings, Chronicles of Narnia, due to the mere presence of evil, most Christians recognize the good versus evil element being clearly delineated. Evil is evil, and good is promoted while evil is not. But in the Potter series, the line is not clear at all. The good guys practice white magic, while the bad guys practice dark magic. readers become fascinated with the magic used. Yet God is clear in the scripture that any practice of magic is an abomination to him. God doesn't distinguish between white magic and black magic, since they both originate from the same demonic source. There shall not be found among you any who practice witchcraft or soothsayers, or any who interpret omens, or a sorcerer, or one that conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. This article further says, so you shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you dispossessed, literally, listen to the soothsayers and diviners, but you, the Lord your God, has not appointed you to such things. That is a statement, ladies and gentlemen, from Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verses 10 through 14. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, has gone through an awful lot of research. She is very accurate. Otherwise, we would have witches all over the country and the world saying, this is not a true representation of our religion. This is true. This is a true representation of witchcraft and the black arts and the black magic. And yet we have people that say this is merely a fantasy and harmless reading for our children. Actually, what makes this more dangerous is that it is couched in fantasy language and children's literature, made to be humorous and beautifully written and extremely provocative reading, and it just opens the doors for our children to want to have the next one. This is what is so harmful, this particular writer says in this elongated article. Ladies and gentlemen, it is harmful. And I'm concerned because of the unconcern, nonchalant, lackadaisical philosophy and the attitude coming out of the Christian community today about materials like this. I am concerned that there seems to be no one crying out from the watchtower as the watchman on the wall saying, be careful and stop and turn around. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that paints the picture of what I just said. It draws the focus to the fact that even pastors have been drawn into it. Here's an article that says, Keller loves Harry Potter. Dr. Timothy Keller, pastor of the Redeemer Presbyterian Church, New York, is a fan of Harry Potter series of books. Asked on Twitter if he had read Harry Potter, Keller replied, yes, love them all. Great examples of sacrificial love, great examples of conquering evil, great examples. It reminds me of another story. And then he goes into about a three-page article, how the Harry Potter garbage reminds him of the sacrificial story of Jesus in the Bible. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything that could be any more ironic, anything that could be any more unnatural, would be that kind of statement, that you take a book about witchcraft and sorcery and the occult and say that that reminds you of the Word of God in any fashion, is as far out as anything I believe I have ever read. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about witchcraft, sorcery, the cult, and Harry Potter. The telephone number that gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphone, 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Have you read the books? Are you in agreement with it? Do you, as a Christian, do you believe that it ought to be reading material for our sons and our daughters and the kids growing up today? Do you believe it is in alignment with what the Word of God says and the warnings in the Scripture? In fact, the warnings in the Scripture are very, very clear in relationship to this very subject. For there shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth the divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, wizards, or necromancy. And the Scripture goes on in that Deuteronomy 18 text, ladies and gentlemen, and it talks about what God says, and he hates this activity. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we see it permeating society today, and folks seem to be so immersed in it that it is no longer something that causes them to think and wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. It says Harry Potter promotes Wicca and witchcraft. Now, those that read the Harry Potter material and those pastors that have been dulled and deceived and by the demonic sources through the Harry Potter material need to go back and read the scripture and see what God's word says. No less than about 15 to 20 different texts in the Bible that condemns it. We're going to look at several of those texts in a moment for this broadcast purpose so that you'll understand. If you're not taking your Bible down and read the text, I'll read them for you, that we might understand what the scripture says and what God says about witchcraft and the occult and sorcery and what is taking place today. You wonder why so many of the young people today are involved in witchcraft and the occult and sorcery. You wonder why so many of the television broadcasts today of movies that are ongoing series that's got the young people, the millennials in particular, caught up and involved in it and literally mesmerized by it. It is because they have been introduced for the past 20 years onto Harry Potter, witchcraft, the sorcery, and the garbage that is therein. This article says, does Harry Potter promote Wicca or witchcraft? Is Harry Potter a pagan book, this writer says? This writer says then, and it's about 10 or 15 pages, I'll read you several blurbs from this article for our edification and information today. The Harry Potter books written by J.K. Rowling have sustained a consistent attack from the Christian right because they call us to attack this and challenge it. They call us the Christian right. From the Christian right because of how they portray witchcraft. According to the Christian critics, the Harry Potter books encourage children to accept a view of witchcraft that is benign, even good, and thus will lead them to adopt some of the paganism of Wicca. Christians naturally object to this and thus protest the presence of Harry Potter books in schools, in school libraries, public libraries, and society in general, end quote. According to Colonel Groen, president of the Family Friendly Libraries, the Harry Potter books contain a great deal of symbolism, languages, and activities honoring witchcraft. This perspective is shared by many Christian critics of the Harry Potter book series who see them as nothing more than attempts to popularize witchcraft in our nation. Then it goes on to quote a book written by Richard Albanese, Harry Potter in the Bible. Quote, the whole attraction of this occult is power, excitement, entertainment, each of which is represented in the Potter series. Rowling's books, at the very least, will desensitize children to the dangers of occultism, which in turn may create in them a general sympathy towards spiritualism, spiritually deranged sets of beliefs. For some children, the Potter series may even spark a desire for genuine occult material and paraphernalia. And ladies and gentlemen, during the course of this broadcast, I'll reemphasize that because that's exactly what we see taking place today. The article further says Christians urge the Bible or argues that the Bible is unambiguous in its condemnation of witchcraft and demand that the followers of God completely disassociate themselves from the practice of magic. The Harry Potter books make witchcraft and the practice of magic seem appealing and fun. Therefore, parents should not allow their children to even read them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Harry Potter books are in all of the public libraries. They're in all of the public school libraries and the public libraries in general. They're being assigned by some classes and some grade levels to read the Harry Potter material and do book reports and or to act out the parts and or embrace the philosophies that's taught there. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular issue is the source of most Christian right complaints and protest against the Harry Potter books. Further, this article says, arguing that schools are inappropriately promoting religion when students are encouraged to read the Harry Potter material. The Library Association, listed the Harry Potter books as the most challenging books of the years. And they say most people tend to regard censorship as a bad thing. But if Harry Potter books really do promote witchcraft, then perhaps there hasn't been enough challenges to the books. And this further states, ladies and gentlemen, J.K. Rowling has denied that she is using the Harry Potter books to promote witchcraft. but she says that she doesn't believe in witchcraft in the sense that it is promoted, that critics complain about, and that she doesn't believe in magic in that way. She describes in her books. This leaves open the possibility that she does believe in witchcraft and magic, and in some other sense. Her ex-husband has stated that Rollins planned to write 7 books on the basis of the belief the number 7 is a magical association. Well, the 7 books are out. She's associating the number 7 with that. J.K. Rollins has also said that she engaged in extensive research in mythology, folklore, and the occult beliefs in order to provide material for her books. She has said that in an interview that the third of the century creatures or the spells in the Harry Potter books are things that people genuinely used to believe in Great Britain. And it goes further to talk about the Pagan Federation in Britain has reportedly appointed a special youth official to deal with the flood of inquiries about children who love Harry Potter books, children that have trouble distinguishing between reality and fantasy because of reading and participating in the Harry Potter books and various material. Further, the article states approximately one-third of what she has written is based on the actual occultism. Up to one-third of the occultism in the material in her series parallels information Rawlings uncovered during her personal studies of witchcraft and magic. And ladies and gentlemen, I have an article in my stacks that will explain to us why that is so valuable to J.K. Rowling. Because from the age of 7 years old and up, she had been involved in and intrigued by witchcraft, magic, and the occult. And as such, one of the former students in the school with her has come forward and has reported that, because J.K. Rowling has tried to say on several occasions, being interviewed on national television and other media outlets, that she has not practiced that. But that is a deceitful, absolute lie that's being perpetrated in order to think that somehow, some way, that she's really hands-off and this is just something that she's created as a fantasy world. That is not so at all. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the interviews several years ago with J.K. Rowling on television, she said that she needed people to understand that what she is writing about in the Harry Potter books is born out of her lifetime experience, and therefore it is valid and real and should be understood in that fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned because of the garbage that is going into the society today. J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter material, is now the wealthiest woman in Europe as a result of what she has made in promoting the 7 books and the movies and the videos about Harry Potter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a dangerous phenomenon. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad, sad shame that a wealth like this is derived off the backs of and at the risk of the loss of lives and the danger of our young people. Recently, ladies and gentlemen, a Roman Catholic school in Tennessee banned and removed the Harry Potter books from the school library. The school leader said the books contain real curses and real spells. I just say good for them. They're 100% correct. And I believe that every school across America needs to take that same stand. I believe there needs to be a position that says we're not going to allow this to take place in our schools. We're not going to allow it to happen. I am thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that school has said, even though it's a Catholic, I'm not necessarily agreeing with doctrine and theology of that Catholic school, but I'm simply saying that at least they've taken a stand that is harmful and dangerous and ought not to be used in the libraries where it will delude and deceive and destroy the minds of the young children that would be reading the material. So I'm delighted to see that somebody's taking a stand and saying no, no, no to this material in the school system. We need to say that in our churches. There are church libraries that have the Harry Potter material. There are pastors that will stand and use Harry Potter material as illustrations. There are Christians across America today, and perhaps you're listening and you're one of them, that read the material, allow your children to read the material, and think that it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. After the news, hang in there. We'll be right back to complete this journey through what we're talking about today with the witchcraft, the sorcery, and the occultism in the Harry Potter material.
And Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.